This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And in Germany, electric cars dominate the Frankfurt Auto Show, breaking into the new unveilings by VW, BMW, and others, and their pledges for the hybrid and plug-in models that are on the way. That's after these tech headlines. Let's talk Apple shares. They are surging after the iPhone maker's latest product launch event Tuesday. The company is up at least 2.8% and puts Apple's market value back above $1 trillion for the first time since November 2018. The journal says despite fears about slowing iPhone sales and the impact of trade tensions, Apple shares are up 41% this year. This is as analysts expect strength in its services business to continue supporting revenue. We learned that California passes a landmark bill requiring contract workers to be labeled as employees. Despite objections from companies like Uber and Lyft, Governor Gavin Newsom said he would sign the labor bill, thus possibly reshaping the gig economy. Uber and Lyft have said that the proposed law could essentially upend their businesses and lobby to change the bill. Governor Newsom says he remains personally involved in talks with both Uber and Lyft, as well as other gig economy companies that have sought exemptions from the measure. Shares of Uber rose 1.2% in recent trading, while Lyft shares increased 2.8%. Both stocks have fallen sharply in recent months. And introducing Prosus, a rare European megatech stock. It happened in Amsterdam. Shares in an internet conglomerate that is the largest shareholder in China's Tencent Holdings, as a matter of fact, soared Wednesday after listing its assets under the name Prosus, instantly creating a rare European tech giant. Prosus, which is made up of the international internet assets of South African holding company Naspers, gives Europe significant exposure to a fast-growing, consumer-facing tech company. Europe, as you may have noticed, lacks its own tech giants. The listing didn't raise any new money for investors. As for the Tencent stake, now housed in Prosus, it is worth more than $131 billion on paper. Coming up, the Frankfurt Auto Show makes way for electric cars. European automakers have plowed tens of billions of dollars into developing electric cars and hybrids. And if the Frankfurt Auto Show is any indication, there are plenty of those on the horizon. Joining us now from Frankfurt is The Wall Street Journal's William Boston. Thanks for the time, William. I know it's getting late over there.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So talk to me about what you're seeing. The latest electric car models mean what? What picture does the show in Frankfurt paint for us?
Well, what we've seen over the past few years are a lot of announcements about big investments. We're talking tens of billions of dollars of money invested by auto companies to develop electric cars. And for the first time at an auto show, we're seeing a mass deployment of electric cars. Ford, for example, for the first time ever, has only electric cars on its stand. They're electric, battery electric hybrid cars. Volkswagen has introduced its first full electric car that it's hoping will be the new people's car to replace the Beetle and the Golf as its top-selling model. A number of companies have introduced new electric cars. Porsche has a new souped-up sports car. It's a sedan. It's a four-door sedan. It's called the Taycan, and it has over 700 horsepower. This is really the first time that we've seen the industry present so many products that will be in the showrooms within months this year, coming next year.
Wow. So you see that surge, right? But it's interesting, though, because demand seems to remain pretty lukewarm for electric cars. As such, how does the industry then look to European government for help sorting this out?
All right. Well, this is really the problem, is that the product is here. So, you know, to use a cliche, if they build it, they may not come.
Right? Right.
This is really the problem. The electric car is not going to be accepted through natural means. What they mean is governments are going to have to step up and help fund some of the infrastructure, give tax incentives to consumers. They're going to have to create laws, you know, that allow electric vehicles to have priority in traffic so they can use bus lanes. This has worked in some countries like Norway and the Netherlands. Norway, a tiny, tiny country, it's with, you know, 4 or 5 million residents, has 50% of new car sales are electric. And the reason that has happened is because they've subsidized the entire industry. Would it disappear overnight if the subsidies disappeared? Maybe. The fact is now is that there's a huge market in Norway, and auto executives are hoping that other European governments will follow suit, take a lesson from Norway, and step up and help them jumpstart the industry to get consumer demand up.
This really does just open up a whole can of worms in terms of regulation. But taking it even further was something you noted in your piece, and it really jumped out at me, was switching from gasoline to electric. Apparently, new psychological barriers that are making their way to the forefront. If you wouldn't mind explaining a little bit more about that.
Sure. From the beginning of electric, you know, the launch of electric vehicles, the idea of people driving on battery-powered cars has been a fear that what we call range angst, right? It's this fear that I'm going to be driving down the highway on my way home, it's snowing outside or it's raining outside, and the battery runs out of power and I'm stuck because I can't charge it. And what the industry is trying to do is to build charging stations. So the Ford, BMW, Daimler, Hyundai and Kia have all banded together to build a supercharger network on European highways so that there's a charger every 120 kilometers driving down the road. That's about 90 miles, I think. And, you know, the idea is that if people can feel like I'm not going to get stuck on the road, they'll feel comfortable buying an electric car. The other problem is the high price, and that is simply something that the industry has got to deal with. It's going to be very hard to get prices down. Volkswagen is launching a compact car that it says it will be able to sell for around 30,000 euros, which is about $28,000. And, you know, but it may be more expensive than that. And a lot of the electric cars are more expensive. And so the industry has to get the price down so that it becomes, it achieves parity with a comparative gasoline-powered car. Right now, that's not the case. It's just too expensive. And people have to feel safe that they can get from, you know, from home to work and back, especially in places where the weather can get bad in the winter and you don't want to get stuck at night.
So electric cars are still finding their way in terms of mainstream. For some, it seems further away than others. What can we expect? What will we be seeing more of?
Well, the future is now. The cars are there. Tesla has proven that there's a market, right? Tesla came out with a premium vehicle.
Fair.
And now the old industry, right? The old guard is stepping up and putting out new vehicles, and there really are a lot of vehicles. We're going to see hundreds of electric models coming out from all of the brand names that you know, Ford, GM, Volkswagen, Renault, Peugeot. They're all coming out with electric vehicles. It's going to be mainstream, right? This is definitely happening right now.
We will leave it at that. William, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's William Boston. Check out more from him at WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.